So while I was in South Africa, definitely Cape Town was the city that I started seeing these confirmation hearings for Ketanji Brown Jackson. Now, she is the black woman that Jim Crow Joe picked to replace Justice Breyer on the Supreme Court. She had clerked for Justice Breyer for a while. And when I was sent this clip that we're going to look at today, and we're going to take our time in the podcast to break down, is of our friend, Corey Bussey. Now, Corey Bussey here, he has been non-existent in anything for black folk since he's been in the United States Senate. He was tasked to try to work with Senator Tim Scott to try to get the George Floyd bill. And he failed at trying to negotiate that. He didn't come out with the details. He didn't talk to people why he failed at getting that done. He could have been easily transparent by just making a video and showing what he tried to do. But he chose not to do that because it doesn't matter to him, because he don't really have the issues and problems that you have. But while Ketanji Brown Jackson was, you know, asked questions, some questions that were ridiculous. I mean, it just bottom line. Some of them, you know, definitely were racial in nature. You know, I agree with that. You know, whether I, you know, disagree with, you know, Biden's picks, because Biden has a certain, you know, pick that he do. Any person he pick is not going to be for black empowerment. But I still would say that it's not right to treat her, you know, different than the last female, the white female, you know, Amy, you know, Barrett, I think that's her last name, not mistaken, the one that Trump put up to the last, the white woman. So Corey Bussey, he decides to, you know what, I'm just going to sit up here and put on a Academy performance. I'm going to play it, and you know, let's go.
As Langston Hughes wrote, "Oh, let America be America again. The land that never has been yet, but yet must be the land where everyone is free. Oh, yes, I say it plain. America never was America to me, but I swear this oath, America will be." That is the story of how you got to this desk, you and I and everyone here, generations of folk who came here and said, "America, I'm Irish." You may say, "No, Irish or dogs need to apply, but I'm going to show this country that I can be free here. I can make this country love me as much as I love it." Chinese Americans first forced into mere slave labor, building our railroads, connecting our country, saw the ugliest of America, but they were going to build their home here and say, "America, you may not love me yet, but I'm going to make this nation live up to its promise and hope." LGBTQ Americans, from Stonewall, women to Seneca, hidden figures who didn't even get their play until some Hollywood movie finally talked about them and how they were critical for us defying gravity. All of these people loved America. And so you faced insults here that were shocking to me. Well, actually not shocking. But you are here because of that kind of love. And nobody's taken this away from me. So you got five more folk to go through. Five more of us. And then you can sit back and let us have all the debates. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a well-charted Senate floor, because it's not going to stop. They're going to accuse you of this and that. Heck, in honor of your person who shares your birthday, you might be called a communist. But don't worry, my sister. Don't worry. God has got you. And how do I know that? Because you're here. And I know what it's taken for you to sit in that seat.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was your brother, Corey Bussey. Now, let's go through it again, because I want to make sure to stop it at certain points, okay? Here we go.
As Langston Hughes wrote, oh, let America be America again. The land that never has been yet, but yet must be the land where everyone is free. Oh, yes.
Look at Karen. Let me stop right there. Karen, like, what the hell is Cori Bussey even talking about? This is a confirmation hearing. What? Oh, y'all got to laugh at Karen right there. But let's continue.
I say it plain. America never was America to me, but I swear this oath, America will be. That is the story of how you got to this desk.
What the hell is he talking about? And that's not the story how she got to that desk. She got to that desk because Jim Crow Joe decided to pick her. And because she's not going to push black empowerment, that's why he selected her. That's how she got to the desk. What the hell are you talking about, Cori Bussey?
You and I and everyone here, generations of folk who came here and said, America, I'm Irish. You may say, no, Irish or dogs need to ply, but I'm going to show this country that I can be free here. I can.
Okay, now Cori Bussey is going into his All Lives Matter speech. What the hell that got to do with a confirmation, dude? This is about a confirmation hearing for a Supreme Court justice. What are you talking about, Cori Bussey?
Make this country love me as much as I love it.
This country would never love black folk. Black folk have done everything they can for white people to love them, and it's just not happening, okay? And I'm fine with that. I am actually fine with that because as long as black people love me, And I'm good with black folk, I am perfectly okay. Perfectly okay. But let's hear more of his speech here.
Chinese Americans first forced into mere slave labor, building our railroads, connecting our country.
They always come up with that. Let's talk about that. First of all, the Chinese came over here by choice. Nobody forced the Chinese to come over here. Number two, black people build the railroads under slave labor. Black people build the railroads under the black codes being put in prison as well. We built the majority of the railroads. I don't know where this lie come from that the Chinese built all our railroads. They came here by choice. Nobody forced them to come here. So let's continue.
Saw the ugliest of America, but they were going to build their home here and say, America, you may not love me yet, but I'm going to make this nation live up to its promise and hope.
They end up coming up with the Chinese Exclusion Act, kicking Chinese out. So what are you talking about, Cori Bussey? That has nothing even to do with history with Chinese people in America. But this guy here, man.
LGBTQ Americans from Stonewall, women to Seneca.
What does LGBT and white women has to do with any? Jesus Christ. See, this is your so-called black representation, people. You see why black folks in the condition that we're in? You see why? This is your black representation. This is your representation matters right here.
Hidden figures who didn't even get their play until some Hollywood movie finally talked about them and how they were critical for us defying gravity. All of these people loved America. And so you faced insults here that were shocking to me. Well, actually not shocking. But you are here.
Yeah, she's crying because probably in a long time she haven't really felt like a Negro. And them folks up there let her know real quick, oh, you're a Negro. And we're going to let you know that's what you are. I don't care if you got Zaddy. You are a Negro woman and we're going to treat you as such.
Here because of that kind of love. And nobody's taking this away from me.
Why are they going to take it away from you? You haven't said anything. You didn't ask her what she going to do in the Supreme Court to help black people. You didn't bring up no important cases for black people. You didn't bring up anything about, you know, the police qualified immunity cases. You didn't bring up anything about discrimination on the job. Oh, because Ketanji sides with corporations against black people. That's her history. You also didn't bring up, and let me see how I can say this without not getting dinged by this algorithm here. There were questions coming to her that why she gave lighter sentences to people who put their hands on little ones. They was asking her that question, why? Why wasn't she slamming the book at those kind of people? Understand what I'm saying? Oh, it's a reason why Jim Crow Joe picked her. Let's continue.
So you got five more folk to go through. Five more of us. And then you can sit back and let us have all the debates. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a well-charted Senate floor because it's not going to stop. They're going to accuse you of this and that. Heck, in honor of your person who shares your birthday, you might be called a communist.
Well, I mean, some things they brought up about her was about her record. I mean, it's not really accusing her of certain things. I mean, I heard a few of the other people that during the confirmation hearings, but, you know, okay, Corey Bussey.
But don't worry, my sister.
Oh, Lord. Now he say, don't worry, my sister. When have you ever heard Corey Bussey calling anybody brother or sister? All of a sudden, now he blacking it up, want to call her my sister? Jesus Christ.
Don't worry. God has got you. And how do I know that?
You mean white Jesus? Because that's a God y'all worship. You sure ain't worshiping the real one.
Because you're here. And I know what it's taken for you to sit in that seat.
Me too. I know what it takes for her to sit in that seat. She got to sell out black people, and she cannot promote anything that's black empowerment. As long as you don't promote black empowerment, as long as you don't promote freedom, justice for black people, economic equality for black people, as long as you don't promote that, and as long as you're not up here trying to punish the white supremacists, that's exactly how you get up there. Anybody that is doing those things I just mentioned would never, 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 never sit up there, because white supremacy is not about to promote any black folk that's going to do that in any kind of high position in this country. Maybe you can get somewhere locally, but then you got to watch the white supremacists with that, because they'll try to find any little thing to in your campaign to try to get you locked up. This happens to black politicians all the time. FBI always investigating black politicians on a local level. Oh, campaign finance, and oh, they didn't do this right. They didn't file that report right. Oh, any little thing they're trying to do to get black folks messed off, especially black folks are going to do something for somebody. So this is Corey Bussey's performance here. He didn't go that hard in the paint for George Floyd bill. Let's talk about the George Floyd bill. He was tasked by the Democrats to try to broker a deal for the George Floyd bill. He was supposed to be negotiating with Senator Tim Scott, Republican, black man. And between those two, they should have came up with something. There's so many things you could have put in that bill where you could have got what you wanted, even if they said that they didn't want certain things. For instance, they complained about, well, qualified immunity, we want to get rid of that. But you know one thing I ought to put in to even counter that situation? I would say this, okay. Let's have this discussion, because qualified immunity got to be in there. Well, let's something else. They got to have it. This is where I got to have, because see, this is how you counter them. I would want a special division for law enforcement in that bill. I want a whistleblower, you know, increased whistleblower protection for police officers. And I want a requirement that there are a law enforcement whistleblower database that goes through the FBI. So if you have a police officer who see a cop beating someone unjustly, they are required to make a report to their local people at the police station, and they have to make a report to the feds. And the feds going to investigate too, right? And if anything happened against a cop, then that police officer, that police chief, and anybody else that retaliated could be held responsible for federal crimes for retaliating against a whistleblower. Because let's call it what it is with these police departments. There are many cops, and I've talked to them. There are many cops that have seen other police have done wrong against people, and they can't say anything because they got this blue wall of silence. They got this good old boys club that you can't say nothing. And when you do say something, they retaliate against. It don't even matter the color. They will retaliate against them. This has happened time and time and time and time again. If you would have got that in that bill, and police officers would have felt, man, I can actually say something now because I'm federally protected now, that if they do me something, they going to jail. Then that alone would have changed the game completely. So when other cops see something, they will have to say something. Or if they see something and they don't say anything, you put a provision in there that they can be held liable with criminal charges too, because they didn't say anything. So you understand? It's a way to get that thrown in there. Now, if the police unions would have came out saying, hey, that's not right, first thing I would say, what do you mean that's not right? What part of that's not right? You mean to tell me you want to keep corrupt and wicked and evil people on the police force? This is the reason why we have uprisings in this country, because you knew that guy. Listen, Derek Chauvin been doing things to people for a long time. Okay. And then George Floyd happened. Now, what if the cops that saw him do that long time ago, or doing things he had no business long time ago, could have reported him? And then, because they know the feds have been involved immediately when they, because they were required to report it to their local superiors and the feds, they can't hide this. Then they would have got rid of Chauvin a long time ago and George Floyd would be alive. You understand? But because cops can't say anything, because they can't say nothing, because of the way they keep their system, this is how you have the Derek Chauvins, and this is how you have the Daniel Pantaleos come out. And this is how you have, you know, the Michael Slagers and all these different people come out. They've been a problem. But see, Corey Bussey is not thinking about even his legacy, because think about it. If Corey Bussey could have got the George Floyd bill done, and it was a good bill, and it really had some teeth in it, right? It really had some teeth. Corey Bussey could have been respected in the black community. His legacy would have been kind of, you know, cemented, because he helped broker that deal with the George Floyd bill. He probably can even ran for president and probably can even be contender to win, because the black community would have been behind him, because he made sure to put some teeth in that George Floyd bill. There's so many different things you could do in that George Floyd bill, but that would be one thing that I would put in there, just because I want to force the police to do what they're supposed to do, and also hold them responsible if they don't do what they're supposed to do either. You know, if a person see you standing around watching, they can report you too and say, hey, he saw him beat him. He didn't do anything. He watched it. Okay. Now you getting charged too, because you just sat there and watched it and you didn't stop it. It's a whole lot of things they could have put in that bill. You know what I'm saying? But Corey Bussey, I ain't get what I want, because he don't care. He don't care. The Democrats don't care about black people like that. And they have proven that time and time and time and time again. The thing that black people said, get us that George Floyd bill. We getting slaughtered out here by these race soldiers. Get us that bill. They didn't do it. And this is why in the midterms, they're going to be creamed in the midterms. That's going to happen. That right now they're trying to, you know, send their shields out like Boule Martin and all of that, you know, to try to attack people and all of that. I guess people who he feel that's a problem for him. I don't know. You know, Boule Martin, you know, like I say, he don't bark up this tree. he know better, because let me tell you something, Boule Martin, if he was to ever bark up this tree, I'll be riding down on Boule Martin for 30 days straight. Boule Martin would want me on him, because when I get on him, he ain't gonna stop. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna lie on Boule Martin. I'm gonna sit up there and take everything he say, and then I'm gonna ride down on him. So he better not involve me in anything. Keep my name out of his mouth, and I appreciate him doing that. But I'm gonna talk about him, especially when you're taking $250,000 from the U.S. government, because I know you're not taking it for black empowerment. But yeah, Corey Bussey out here. Maybe Corey Bussey wants to you know, act in Hollywood. Now, I think that'd probably be a better place for him. I'll prefer a brother or sister to replace him that's going to fight for the community. I would prefer that. But Corey Bussey is very, very tied in with the Democrats. He has millions upon millions of dollars in his war chest to run for reelection. He's bought and paid for. So, you know, he's going to be there. You know, he's definitely going to be there for probably a long time. But this is your black representation. You know, both of them on that screen, this is your representation. This is your representation matters. Oh God. You know, my people. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the podcast this morning. We greatly appreciate you joining us. And if it's your first time coming over, make sure you hit that subscribe button. That way you know exactly when we post another podcast. Make sure you click the like button to possibly spread this in the, you know, algorithm. And we appreciate everyone, you know, coming over. And thank you for listening, and see you next time.